This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. There's a reason they're the only ones I run. Some of you are out there saying, big deal, so they're the only ones you run. Try one. I dare you. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest today from Second Call Defense, because it's Wednesday and we do this every Wednesday, is Sean Maloney, who's somewhere in Alexandria, Virginia. What are you doing in Virginia?
I'm in Virginia for a board of directors meeting of the National Rifle Association, where we are doing the 5 million members of the NRA's business for this entire week.
Okay. That's a pretty good reason.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy one. You know, the elections are in the offing, and it's certainly grassroots, and NRA, Institute for Legislative Action, is gearing up, and they're spreading people throughout the United States in those races that have been identified, you know, so far, training and education with concealed carry classes and online classes that they're planning now is gearing up to. So it's an exciting time.
How, for a board member like yourself, how important is it for the board member, a board member, to be seen as an activist?
I think it's critical. It's paramount for all of us to be activists in one way or another, especially when we're passionate for this. There's a number of different ways, of course, you can work internally, and there's a lot of great work being done by people that nobody even really sees behind the scenes, whether it's founding a rifle and pistol club in your city, your state, or your municipality, and then certainly to be a member of grassroots organization and to make sure that we fight for the leaders that we need, you have to be out front. And it means something special when society and people see the NRA knocking on doors, going door to door, and making sure you understand that we are all the NRA and we're here to support each other. So I think it's very important that we be seen out there doing something. I mean, after all, I'm always critical for the people that won't get off the couch. If I don't get off the couch, then I really don't have a right to be saying anything. The same way for all those people out there who complain about the election results, only to find out they're not even registered. Get registered to vote and get moving.
Then talk to me. Exactly. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Now, you're training teachers, okay? You've got Second Call Defense. You're involved in the legal defense of all kinds of places and all kinds of people, 50 states. You're working on in all of those states. How stereotypical is the average board member of the NRA when they compare to you or Tim Knight? You do a lot of work with Tim Knight. Both of you are active in ways that just flit below the radar. Nobody ever notices. Very important things, though. Very impact, you know, they have a high impact. What is the stereotypical board member like compared to, say, you?
I think state by state, they're very similar in a lot of ways. Certainly what Tim and I decided to do when we got together and got our minds going and how we were going to try to be out front in the issues and make sure that people saw us actively working and knew that we were around, fighting for the best government that we could get as patriots, loyal to our civil rights and really to the vision of our founding fathers and their great experiment in this form of government. I think stereotypically, we all do something in our own ways, and certainly what Tim and I have done is kind of break the mold from time to time, but we're part of a generation where we grew up knocking on doors, we grew up being out front of things, and we weren't afraid to say anything. Certainly, I think every member of the board does something in their own ways and reaches out to people in their own ways have been doing it, whether it's competitive shooting, because think about it, if someone didn't hand me a gun, you know, when I was 5 and 6 years old and take me shooting and get my passion and juices flowing, so to speak, way back then, who knows what I would be doing right now. I always tell people the easiest way to get a convert is to take them to the range and,
right.
And then let the activity speak for itself.
The is the NRA sort of in the middle of a segue right now? I mean, with their new... The fact that they have this video outreach happening with Colleone and Dom Rasso and some of these other younger people, right? The big thing back in, you know, a few years ago was the NRA is just full of old white guys. And are they in the middle of a segue where now there's gun culture 2.0 is starting to catch up to the NRA and start to become an insinuated part of it?
In some ways. But if you look at the NRA, both internally and externally, what people see, they do a great job. They've been doing a great job since 1871, but the problem is they've been terrible at tooting their own horn.
Right.
So there's a lot of people out there working, but nobody's really been saying much about it. Now when you get Colleone out there and you get everybody else these new commercials that I'm seeing on a regular basis, you know, you're telling people, hey, we're out here, we're working. And they're finally letting the word out about everything that's going on. Certainly, there, you know, you could cast the criticisms in the past about the old white guy. And to a certain extent, that was true because they started programs, they kept working, and they're just waiting, really, for somebody else to step up to the plate. And
right.
That's what we have to remember, that they're not going to abandon their post until, you know, they're confident that somebody is behind them. And I think now that, you know, it takes a certain point of time in your life, certain both your personal and social and raising a family where you say, you know what, it's time. I have a lot to give and I want to do it with the NRA. So I think it's always been there, but they're just finally telling the rest of the world about it.
Let me ask you a question. I'm being asked this in the chat room. I was talking about this. I don't know if you're in the chat room earlier. I'd be surprised if you were with everything you got going on today. We're seeing Obama. They've already done it with the veterans. They've already put 177,000 veterans on the restricted list on NICS because of financial irresponsibility. Now they want to do it with Social Security. My thought process is he's got till, what, January the 5th, 2017, to do as much as he wants to do. Is it, I'm thinking if he decided he wanted to do it, that he could connect your whole credit outlook with your feasibility to you to own a gun, your medical records, everything that he's trying to incorporate and centralize, he seems to be moving in that direction. Is the NRA trying to get Congress to move in this direction to where they put up, you know, they do something right now in defense of the Second Amendment so this all would be stopped?
They're working on it right now, and I think that people state by state are working on it, but everybody is because they see it as a real threat. Now, if you go back and if anybody ever read George Orwell's 1984, you know, the government wasn't going to get your information. The only thing that he made a mistake on was how willingly we gave up all our information. And that's amazing. When I showed up to my last doctor's appointment, I had to get stitches when I was out of town in another state. My records follow me everywhere I go. Of course, my Social Security number is going to tie into everything else with credit. So as soon as our ability to balance our checkbook, as soon as our ability to do certain things gets tied in or they make a decision, you can't own the gun or you're going to lose these civil rights, I think it's very easy for them to pull the trigger and put you on a list like that. And then with the NICS computer system, all it takes is someone to input in the information that, for whatever reason, everybody on high decided I can't exercise my civil rights, then you have a problem. And I think everybody recognizes that much quicker than they normally recognize it because we all know that nothing's going to stop Barack Obama until he walks out the door. And so, yeah, they're actively working on it everywhere. You know, there's been a lot of legislation over the years. Do you remember when a group of attorneys decided they were going to sue the gun manufacturers out of existence?
Right.
So that legislation went in to stop that. And if this has to be stopped, and I think it, and I'm quite confident that, it will be, and I know they're working on it everywhere for this thing. And it's, did you ever imagine that your Beacon score or your credit worthiness was going to be a determining factor on whether you can exercise your constitutional rights?
I know, but it concerns me. You hang on for me. We're going to be right back. Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense in Alexandria during the NRA board meeting on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. $27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Oh my, all of the audio faux pas I'm committing today I am a semi-professional. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, despite all the mistakes I'm making. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. They started out with just a holster, and then they've gone to the DC-3 line, the Travis Haley collaboration. Then they went from there to the Scorpion line, which was the new direction for Kydex. And then they took everything and folded it into the Contact series, which is just epic. And you can peruse and check out all of that today at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from... Well, let's see if I can pull this down and not make it misfire again. From Second Call Defense, I mean, if you've never heard them before, this is they.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Truly a unique service, just with everything they give you. Joining me again from some motel room, I hope it's a nice one, in Alexandria, Virginia, is Sean Maloney. Are you at least staying in a nice, safe place?
It is a beautiful hotel room. I'm looking down from my fifth floor palatial room in the
right.
In the garden area, and so it certainly is beautiful. And I want to point out that I love your Second Call Defense commercial. The voice, whoever you got to do that voice makeover was unbelievable.
It was. He is unbelievable, isn't he? I think so,
yeah.
Too.
I always want to throw in people, with Second Call Defense, you're never alone. And trust me, when you're all by yourself and the police are walking the door and they want to know what happens, it's nice to have somebody on the other end of the telephone or an attorney on his way to make sure that you're protected. And I think that peace of mind is what we all need, because there's always those moments of doubt. And the peace of mind that we provide, I think, is one of the most important things that you get.
I think the whole idea of I don't think people really take into account what's about to happen after they've shot somebody, because they're going into shock anyway. But when they call the cops are going to come there. They got all that whole car ride on the way to the shots fired, person shot in self-defense call. They're going to be sort of jacked up. I imagine it'd be very nice to have somebody on the other end saying, okay, do this, do this, do this. Tell them you're on the phone with your lawyer. And, you know, that kind of thing. So I can imagine that would be quite soothing for the person waiting on the police to show up.
You know, and things you don't think about. We had an incident where a gentleman was forced to shoot another person that was beating him basically to death. And while we're waiting for the police arrival, was, where's your firearm? You're safe in your home now. Let's take your firearm off your body and let's put it and store it where you normally do. Because again, you have the police jacked up with what's going on. They're suffering everything that you and I and all of our listeners are going to be suffering, with the tunnel vision, the rush of adrenaline and norepinephrine and everything else. Now they're rolling up to the scene, and in those first moments, which is why swatting can be such a problem for all of us, they're going through those same emotions, the same psychological emotions, the same physical changes throughout our body. So you have to make sure that you're prepared for that. And you need, and maybe it's going to be you that's going to calm people down and defuse the situation more often than not, but you got to be prepared. I always ask somebody when I teach basic pistol, when they're going to be prepared to get your concealed carry permit, you need to think about, can you pull the trigger, and then how are you going to react after you do that? And unless you think about that, we're going to be walking blind, and we have to be prepared. You know, they're doing their job, but unfortunately sometimes the good guy gets in the way of their job, and that's what we realize we needed help for each other, because, you know, it's the right thing to do. How you're treated affects how I'm treated. It affects us all.
Let me ask you a question. You brought up the swatting thing. Right now, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence are openly advocating swatting. And we've seen this. We saw this in Ohio with the kid with the Daisy rifle. When the Marine Corps veteran, who should have known better, who should have known what a real gun looks like, swatted the kid. And, I mean, they rolled up on him and they shot him. They shot him. I mean, I don't even know if he saw him coming. When is there going to be something put in place to where that has a criminal penalty for swatting? When are we going to see something? I mean, is this something that's going to happen state by state? I would think in Ohio, for example, where it's happened already, the lawmakers there would be taking sort of a look at that with the sort of a jaundiced eye and say, maybe we need to do something about this, because you've got an organization that says they're against gun violence, promoting gun violence.
Exactly. You know, there's plenty, I think I mentioned this before, there's plenty of things in the code, in the Ohio Revised Code, and probably for each state that they've already violated, from inciting some certain things, from everything that they've done legally, but they probably need to clean up and pinpoint it and just make sure that people realize that, hey, this is a crime. You know, whether you're interfering with official business, you're making false police reports, whatever they want to call it, maybe when you bring that out to the forefront, people will think about it more. But the crimes exist, and it's going to take a state-by-state, county-by-county thing for the prosecutors to say, hey, you know something? This is ridiculous. And probably what's going to happen is someone's going to die first before it's taken care of. And I've represented a lot of people. More than I ever thought imaginable, because they took action against a person with an airsoft gun that can't be distinguished from anything but a real firearm. It's right. Similar to what happened, obviously, it was a Walmart case, but, you know, a concealed carry holder on the street that's, you know, had an airsoft gun pulled on them by a 14 or 15-year-old kid. At this, the last one I represented, he just brandished. He was smart enough to stop, but then, you know, the hysteria that was going around George Zimmerman, all of a sudden charges are filed and we're heading to trial. Well, I started looking and I started collecting. And in a four-month period of time before I got into the judge and prosecutor and we sat down and looked at everything, there was four police officers in the United States that actually exercised lethal force against people of all ages with an airsoft gun that resulted in the people's death. And I said, you know, my client deserves a pat on the back because he asked the questions and he took a minute. And I've been talking to different police departments throughout my area. And with the advent of concealed carry and what's been happening the last 10 or 15 years, they're all advising their officers, you know, whenever you possibly can, just take a breath and step back, because things aren't always what they seem, and just to try to get them to calm down and try to get around to all the psychological and physical things they're going through and just say, hey, take a second. If you can, just take a second. And, you know, and maybe if the police officers in Beaver Creek, Ohio, that responded to the man with the gun in the Walmart, if they just would have took a breath and waited a second, you know, things become clear. So, you know, it's not easy when your life's in danger. And then let's couple it with all the murders of police officers that are coming about now, the attacks on police officers. So you're getting a powder keg that's getting mixed up and it's getting dangerously close to flames. And we need to, as an armed citizenry and as patriots and the good guy, we need to try to stop this somehow, to remind everybody, you know what? That badge just doesn't represent that one officer. That badge has all of us standing behind it. And we got their back, and let's do things right.
Hang on for me another time, if you would, please, sir. We're going to be right back on a Wednesday. My guest is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You know, I built the ISIS welcome wagon bag, and it was functional, but it was clunky. It was clumsy. And because I think that being a 21st century gentleman includes being a elegant, lethal person, I was looking for something a little more refined, and along comes the Contact series from G-Code. And I've never looked back. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, as he is every Wednesday, no matter where he is, no matter where he's traveling, and right now he's in a Motel 6 or something on the fifth floor. Who knows? I don't know. Is Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. Let me ask you a question. With Second Call Defense, now, obviously, one thing that never gets talked about, you know, we hear the studies coming from Lott, Kleck, Gaius, CDC, from Ludwig, and back during the day of Bill Clinton's era, and we hear how many defensive gun uses there are per year. And that's a number. Quantifying it with somebody that operates in all 50 states, is business booming for Second Call Defense? Are you guys called to defend a lot of people?
Called to defend more than I imagined in the beginning. And certainly when we hear the statistics, once every 13 seconds a firearm is used in self-defense, You know, that is, I'm convinced that that's true. Now, that goes to brandishing, hey, I have a gun, or I have a gun, or boom, I have a gun.
Right.
Those statistics come out of that. And from everything, we also cover somebody who has a negligent discharge, whether they're cleaning their firearms or there's an accident at the range or in the woods hunting. And I've actually, in a period of 2 weeks, had three negligent discharges that left the second call defense client's house and went to the next door neighbor's house. Strikingly similar fact patterns, but it happens a lot more than we all think. And I always point out to people also, think about all the people that just, they brandished, they stopped it, and God, that was bad, and they move on. That happens a tremendous amount of time. When I talk to people, they realize they didn't say anything. I always encourage people that as soon as you're forced to brandish or you're mentioned a gun, touch a gun, or do anything, when it's over with, call the non-emergency number of where you are and let them know what happened so you're on record. Because I've represented a person that did everything they had a legal right to do. They're going to go home on their merry way, but the true bad guy went and tattled, so to speak, on this guy, figuring that, you know, the best defense was an offense, and so he blamed my client for doing everything that he did. And now it got a little bit more complicated, but lies come out, and the truth comes out, and people don't remember that you're on film, and I had several camera angles on my side also. So he was fortunate at that point in time. So even when you're brandishing folks, and you say, I have a gun, make sure you get your story out, and make sure that you let the police know that you were just attacked and threatened. But it does happen a lot more than I would have thought.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could see. I can the whole legal defense, criminal defense for gun owners exclusively. That's becoming sort of like real estate law and divorce law. It's becoming a specialized area of law practice, isn't it?
Oh, it's getting huge that way. There's not a lot of people out there, and you find that in my years of experience doing this, the amount of knowledge that I get and then the referrals I get throughout the country because of the expertise, or so to speak, that I have in this area and the amount of time I spend in this area, it's getting a very specialized area of the law. I think one of my friends coined me, I'm not a criminal defense attorney, I'm a self-defense attorney. And so that's the way things came about, and I still just... There's plenty of work to be done, plenty of good to be done in this area, and people just fail to realize that even when the police officer says, you know what, everything looks good to me, you take care of yourself, I'll talk to you later, the investigation is still going on, people are still being called, and it's not over until you officially find out it's over. And so I tell people that you need an attorney before it goes to the grand jury. There's a lot that can be done, and don't be fooled into thinking the investigation has stopped because they've walked away. And that's an important, very important thing for everybody who uses a firearm in self-defense or is prepared to protect themselves and their family with a firearm. Make sure that you know you've got to have an attorney. Not because I'm an attorney. I'm not doing a blanket billboard for this, but I've been there. I've been in the situation. I've stood up and told people, what if it was me? What would I do? And that's really what drives it home. What would I do? You think about the situation that you're in, and who are you going to call? Right now I'm in Virginia. I have no clue who the best criminal defense attorney should something happen to me right now is. I don't know who I'd call, but
right.
I would call a second call defense, and now I have that one phone number from trigger to trial that's going to take care of everything, financially, emotionally, mentally, and legally, and I'm confident that I have the best that I could have.
I think a really good illustration of why you need somebody that is specialized in that is what we see currently in, I think it's San Francisco, where Kate Steinle got shot by the illegal immigrant.
Exactly.
His defense attorney is saying, and I'm sort of unsure, I don't know what kind of gun the Bureau of Land Management carries, but it was a stolen Bureau of Land Management gun, so it had to either be a Glock or a SIG. And his defense is that the gun went off by itself three times, and it doesn't even have a safety. That's the height of ignorance. I mean, this is clearly somebody that doesn't know anything about what he's talking about as far as guns, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And the number of things and times that things like this happen, and the ignorance that all your listeners and you who are familiar with firearms, that we know, they listen to these statements and say, what are you talking about? But you have to remember, there's probably still a vast majority of people out there that get their education from TV. That learn about firearms from TV, and obviously this attorney had no safety, and it was just going off. They don't understand. And because of that, you understand right from the beginning you need an attorney who knows. And there's a difference between attorneys that take court appointments, that are great attorneys, that represent dirtbags over and over and over again. It takes something else also to represent really the good guy. Remember, it's affirmative defense of self-defense. So you did everything to be convicted of homicide, but you had an excuse. You had yourself being attacked, or you have the affirmative defense of self-defense. And it takes a little bit different attorney also, somebody who's used to pleading cases out, well, he did it, well, how can we get around this, versus somebody who understands self-defense, understands what the body goes through, and understands how the final event played out more than anything else. And until you get an attorney that's experienced in that area, you don't want to be on the other end of the learning curve where your attorney's kind of learning on you. And so I always point that out. There's a difference between representing criminals and a difference between representing good guys that are considered criminals.
Are you tempted to call that guy out in San Francisco and say, you sound stupid? Do you know that? You sound stupid.
You know, I've made phone calls like that before, you know, try to educate people on what's going on. You know, you don't say this. This is why this happens. And, you know, they understand. I can remember when I was a consultant on the case, and I walked in, and the young man was there that used his firearm in self-defense and legally brandished, and his mother and father came in, and there's another few attorneys in the room, and I came in and introduced me, and kind of I said, now what happened? He's telling me, and we got to the point in time where he drew his firearm, and he was considering having to stop the threat, and I interrupted and said, well, did you urinate yourself? And you could have heard a pin drop, like, what are you talking about? And he said, yes. And but people did not know that the body does this. And until you have an understanding, you can bring out just how real this was to the person. And unless you've been there and unless you have this kind of experience, you're not going to know what happens physically, psychologically, and emotionally to somebody who has been involved with a threatening encounter. So you need somebody that's been there, and you need somebody from the experience, and you need it from the beginning. Because if you have an attorney from the beginning, everything changes immediately instead of a week or 2 weeks later.
Yep. All right, we're coming up on the last break. Secondcalldefense.org, promo code lock and load, gets you the first month free. He'll send you a check.
And, Bill, people are taking advantage of it. So.
Good deal. Hang on. You hang on. Sit back and have another motel-provided croissant. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code continues to amaze me. I know that right now they're working on the next big thing, whatever that is, and when they let me know, they won't even tell me. I call Robin all the time, and Robin Knapp won't tell me what's coming up next. They just say, you'll find out. You can hear him smiling. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, from Alexandria, Virginia, hanging out with the NRA Board of Directors, is Sean Maloney of secondcalldefense.org. Now, how long will this little confab be going on with you and the rest of the board members?
It is over with Sunday, goes on to Monday if necessary, if business isn't taken care of. But it'll go pretty much through Sunday, and then everybody will go back throughout the United States and do what we do on a daily basis.
When you guys are meeting, is the ILA there as well as the NRA? Is it the entire big organization? It's not all fragmented up or anything?
No, it's just one organization. We have different committees and subcommittees, of course. You have the National Rifle Association, and then ILA, or Institute for Legislative Actions, is kind of separate because, you know, you have 503Cs, you know, you get the government involved in it, so everything has to kind of be kept separately as to where the money can go and what happens with it. And certainly almost every penny that ILA raises and all the phone calls and all the letters and that people complain about, but it's needed because in an election cycle, that is all spent. It's spent responsibly. The National Rifle Association, ILA, has 6 or 7 campaign field reps that have already been set out to states. And they're already on the ground, they're already getting volunteers, and they're already setting up for what's happening. And
right.
They're going to continue to be mobilized. So it's a very active thing that's going on right now.
Let me ask you a question. How long will it be? I'm already seeing some gun rights organizations that are out real early endorsing somebody for president. And first of all, I think, you know, maybe that is a little premature. But how long will it be before you guys start settling down and really looking hard at the presidential politics?
Well, you know, there's ratings that the National Rifle Association has based on prior legislation they've passed, what they've signed, what they haven't signed, certain things that they've done and how active they've been. But when you get to the endorsement process, really it's premature until, you know, you have a candidate. If you think about it, there's probably a half dozen or more Republican candidates that are running right now that have solid background and solid records on the Second Amendment. So when do you get to the point that you pick and choose? Well, you pick and choose when you find out who the dog in the fight is.
Right.
And then you move forward that way. And of course, people think that that Barack Obama's, you know, has been bad, and he has. You haven't seen nothing yet when Hillary gets in there, because Hillary has been more vocal for longer on her hatred to the gun owner. She wants them all, and everybody looks at me and rolls their eyes, especially the people that aren't involved. And I tell people, they don't want guns for safety. They don't want to keep people safe. They want your firearms. They want your ability to say no. And that's
right.
What they want more. And she, without a doubt, has the longest history and longest record of consistently, continually attacking us gun owners, whether we're concealed carry holders, whether we're target practice, whether we hunt, or whether we just want to make sure that we can protect ourselves. Just an ongoing attack, and it has to be stopped. And that's what we're all about.
I remember when she was running the healthcare thing behind closed doors in the 1990s. She was, for some reason, testifying, and back then they were calling for a 25% tax federally on all new gun purchases, and she said she was okay with that.
Oh, absolutely. Anything that takes chips away on the rights. I mean, that's what you look at it. If you can get a soldier with PTSD, if you can get his gun rights and restrict his rights, then you know what? It makes sense that we should go after somebody with Social Security who can't manage their affairs, and then when we can move on from there. So they want them all right now if they can get them, but they'll take whenever they get. That's why there's never a tragedy that goes by they don't immediately jump on it. If you look at the shooting of the people, the news people, the media, the cameraman, and the reporter, it wasn't 20 minutes, and they were using it politically to try to take our firearms rights away and to try to expand to universal background checks and whatever else they wanted to do. They use it immediately, you know, as a tool. No grieving, and they don't want to see how they can truly prevent it and what they can do, because everything they propose, nothing that they propose, which is amazing, would have affected the outcome. And that's the thing over and over again that we as gun owners have to realize. Whether it was Sandy Hook, everything proposed, nothing would have stopped it. Movie theaters, nothing would stop it. And it's all about doing the right thing, and they can't do that. They don't have the ability to do that.
As we roll on, I keep seeing all of these things proposed coming from the Democrat side, and I don't know if that's them pandering to their base because they've got an election coming up, or if this is really something they want. Cuomo had some violent strike home with a member of government that got shot at 3:40 a.m. in New York City at a parade. I didn't know they had parades at 3:40 a.m., but he's come out, and now he's calling for national gun control as well, and that's really going nowhere, isn't it? I mean, really, truly, there's nobody in D.C. that is putting that on the books that has any serious intent.
You know, with the way Cuomo does things, Bloomberg, Soros, they're all out there, and they're all pandering to their side, and you know, whether they're making political hay out of it, or no matter what it is, but they're going to try, again, like I said, to do anything they possibly can, not to ever be silent on the subject, and that's when it's tough for them. Statistically speaking, and every shred of evidence and proof that they have is all on our side, yet that doesn't seem to bother them. And I think we've talked about that over and over again. They just ignore the facts, and they get into emotion, and now that we've been carrying concealed, and it's all in all 50 states, they have the statistics that show, again, I've said it before, we're the most law-abiding, safest segment of society as a concealed carry holder. And, you know, and they can't jump through those hoops, but they try to do everything they possibly can. And it's all you're listening. So, you know, pat yourself on the back, because it just didn't happen by accident. You know, what's great about these meetings is that you get to sit beside the people that have made such huge changes, whether it's the New York State Rifle and Pistol Club, whether it's Illinois. You know, they're the last state that got the rights for their people to carry concealed. There's just a bunch of great people here. It's a good family reunion, and it's nice to finally walk into a place. That's what I love about the NRA annual meetings. It's like coming home, and you can let your guard down a little bit. You're with friends, and we're all like-minded. And that's what being a member of the National Rifle Association is all about. And just for a quick commercial, I always say, where else can you get gun insurance, life insurance, a great magazine, and someone fighting for your rights every day for $25 a year?
Nowhere.
And they make a difference because, you know, as far as our ability for you and I to have this conversation right now, to protect ourselves and our families, it's a constant ongoing battle, and it never goes away, people. Never. And you can never be quiet. It's all tough.
No, it's always going to, I mean, for all of the gun culture 2.0, there's a bunch of heads full of mush watching the mainstream media that know no better, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. That's right. I always say to somebody, you want to make a difference? Who are you going to bring to the polls on election day that normally wouldn't go that you have influence over? And you don't know. You'd be shocked to find out that some of your best friends and most advocate, most heartfelt and the biggest gun advocates in the world aren't even registered to vote. And for whatever reason, there's a million reasons not to do it, but there's a lot of good reasons. Even if you're going to cast one vote for one thing, get them out and do it. And if we can bring a person to the poll, you know, we can take control and we can win everything.
Right.
Because it's the right thing to do when we're on the right side. But we just have to get off the couch and do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's one of the most frustrating things with me is the fact that if the gun owners would just stand up and do it, we own it.
And that's why they're so afraid. That's why when something is going wrong in the Sandy Hook days, for instance, when the Senate was going to attempt to pass this bizarre legislation, all of a sudden all the gun owners started ringing, or a fraction of the gun owners started calling their senators. They put the brakes on to everything.
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine what all of us could do within 100 to 140 million households. If one person from the household calls up and says, hey, stop it, no one would ever make another phone call to Washington forever. The lines would be so jammed up. And they do listen.
Well, check it out. We'll be doing this again on Wednesday. Be sure and make as much noise as you can in Alexandria, Virginia. Give my regards to Mr. Knight. Oh, I hope everybody's getting a good tan when you're not, you know, being board members.
He is in right now. Tim is sitting in the clubs and associations, making sure that the word's getting out to there from shooting programs and rifle and pistol clubs throughout America. So great talking to you again, Bill, and I look forward to next week.
Very good.
And stay
safe. We'll do it again in 22 hours, folks. Everybody stay safe. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.